Welcome to Inspiration for Your Life. I'm Sheila Gale, and I'm so glad you're tuning in this hour. Here is where like-minded people come together for the purpose of growing as a spiritual being in a human body. Here's where you get support, and here's some of the top leaders in the human potential movement. Here is where you get food for your soul and inspiration for your life. And this hour is brought to you by the Gerson Institute, healing cancer and other degenerative diseases, one person at a time. 6 past the hour, and I hope you're having a great day. Take a nice breath. I have the window open here. We're on beautiful Cannery Row in Monterey, California, with all that fresh air, and so nice to be down here. So we have a great show for you, and we're just going to jump right in. Weight loss expert John Gabriels has a book called The Gabriel Method. It is currently getting rave reviews from critics, the medical community, celebrities, and lay people alike. Now listen up for any of you who has ever struggled, have ever struggled with your weight loss. This is the most important show. I meant to say this in the beginning. You have to listen to this man. This is not just another diet or another weight loss program. Now, not only did John lose over 100 kilos, 225 pounds, without dieting, without surgery, amazingly, his body almost shows no sign of ever having been morbidly obese, still surprising the medical community. His totally unique and groundbreaking approach to losing weight is backed by solid, cutting-edge obesity research from over 4 years of full-time investigation of the roles of biochemistry, neurobiology, quantum physics, and human consciousness in weight loss. The result is a method that defies common sense, wisdom, and yet achieves dramatic, lasting benefits. To all those who struggle with their weight, John's approach promises a struggle-free road to permanent, sustainable weight loss. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what happened. In 1990, entrepreneur John Gabriel started gaining weight for no apparent reason. He tried every diet and program he could to lose weight, but in the end, he just kept gaining. The more he dieted, the more he gained. The situation became critical, and in mid-2001, he became morbidly obese and reached a weight of over 400 pounds. On September 11, 2001, he was scheduled to fly from Newark to San Francisco, and it was only by a fluke that he was not on the United Airlines Flight 93 that was hijacked and crashed by the terrorists. This event affected him deeply. It was his wake-up call that made him realize life was precious, a precious opportunity not to be wasted. So he decided to start living the life of his dreams, and he also decided to apply all the research skills and scientific background toward understanding and eliminating the real reason that he was fat. Welcome to the show, John.
Sheila, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Good, good. So, you know, I love your method that I'm learning about it. I love that you've given your life to this. Yeah. And I kind of want to go back to where you were when you were in New York City and you were, you know, had a few different careers going on and you just started eating. And let's talk about that time.
Yeah, well, as you said just now, back in 1990, I moved to New York. And at the time, I was about 185 pounds, which is right around where I am right now. And I was one of those naturally thin people, you know, that everybody, the type of person that everybody hates, that can just eat whatever they want and never have to think about it. And weight wasn't an issue for me. I didn't have to struggle to keep the weight off. I wasn't on a diet. I wasn't on a program. I was just a normal, naturally thin person. And then I moved to New York, and as soon as I moved there, it seemed like I just started gaining weight. And I was working really hard. I was in a high-stress job and training as a bond trader and not making much money. And normally, you know, a lot of people, they gain 5 or 10 pounds when they start a job and they're working real hard and they don't have time to think about things. And that's normal. And I didn't think anything of it the first year or two. But then I just kept gaining. And after about 3 years, I was weighing maybe 220. And I decided it wasn't a joke anymore. And I had to do something about it. So I just did what everybody does. You know, I went on a diet, you know, because it just makes sense. Calories in, calories out. That's what we're all programmed to believe, and that it's just a simple matter of eating less. And that's what all doctors and professionals, they look at overweight people, they say, just eat less. So I did that. I just ate less. And I actually went on a lot of diets, And every diet I went on always followed the same pattern. There'd be a whole list of things I couldn't have, no wheat, no sugar, no fat. Whatever it was, I'd follow the diet to the letter. I'd lose weight, because you can lose weight by dieting if you force yourself to eat less. It's true. So I would diet, I would force myself to eat less, I would be disciplined, and then I'd lose maybe 10 pounds over a 2 or 3 week period, and then I'd be in this situation all of a sudden where I'm dieting, but I'm not losing weight. And I don't know if you've ever been in this situation. But I'm sure a lot of listeners have been in this situation where you're dieting, and you've reached this sort of plateau, and you're not losing weight. And for me, I was fighting cravings night and day, and here I am just dieting just to stay at the same weight now. And it's a little bit like, you know, you've painted yourself into a corner in a sense, because you have to keep dieting just to keep that, just to maintain your weight. And then what would happen is, I'd reach this point where I couldn't take it anymore, and I'd have this big binge. Mm-hmm. And the weight would come, that weight, the 10 pounds that I lost, would come back in 2 days. And then maybe a week later, I'd be 5 pounds heavier than when I even started the diet. And this went on for years, where I'd lose 10 pounds, gain 15 pounds, lose 10 pounds, gain 15 pounds, up and up and up, until I had gained over 200 pounds.
And you were on the Pritikin and Dr. Atkins as well, right?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I was living in New York, so Dr. Atkins lived in New York at the time, and he's not around anymore. And so I went to him. I mean, I really was really tried to do what I could to lose weight. And so I went to Dr. Atkins. I spent a month working with him. Every Monday morning, I spent over $3,000 with him. And I just remember after a month of working with him, I'm sitting in his office, and he's looking at my test scores, and I'm borderline type 2 diabetic and metabolic syndrome and triglycerides through the roof and all this stuff. And he's just looking at his test scores, and he just looks up at me and he goes, "What are you doing? You're killing yourself." And I'm thinking to myself, is that really the best you can do? You know, you're Dr. Atkins, and your book has sold, you've sold 100 million copies of your book worldwide, and the best you can do is yell at me for being so fat? Like, I don't have enough motivation to lose weight. I'm going to lose weight because you're mad at me. I'll say, "Oh, Dr. Atkins is mad at me. I better try harder."
Oh, God.
Yeah, but the point is, I really was trying.
Yeah.
What was interesting, Sheila, is that there was a time when I never, ever had to try to lose weight, and I was naturally thin. I never had to look at something. I never said, "Oh, I'm not going to have that." And now here I am, no matter what I'm doing. You know, Pritikin, Atkins. I had acupuncture. I don't know if you've ever done acupuncture for weight loss.
I've done it for other things.
Yeah, well, apparently there's an acupressure point in your ear, and they tape seeds to that. And whenever you're hungry, you're supposed to press those seeds in your ear, on the side of your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm walking around New York City with seeds taped to my ear. And every corner, you know, in New York City, I've got the smell of pizza.
Oh, God, the food there,
I'm walking by, and I'm sitting there rubbing my ear.
Oh, you
They're
poor
looking
thing.
At me like I'm sort of some sort of FBI surveillance. But it would be the same thing. And then I'd have this, I'd be in the diet, and then I'd have this huge binge. And so every day was like this, and this went on for 11 years until I got to this place where I just decided that I was just never going to diet again. I mean, what happened was, I remember I was driving home from a movie, and I was over 400 pounds, and this was in August 2001, and I was thinking about how over the last 11 years, no matter what I did to lose weight, I wasn't able to lose weight, and yet there was a time when I never had to worry about the issue. And it wasn't just that I was weak or lazy or whatever the common stereotypes were. I was really disciplined. I had fitness trainers, and I worked really hard at trying to lose weight, and I'm just gaining and gaining, and this voice comes into my head and just says, you know, for whatever reason, your body just wants to be fat. And as long as it wants to be fat, there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Bingo,
and that
huh?
was a huge turning point for me.
Light bulb, huh?
Yeah, because I knew it was true for me. It wasn't simply about calories in, calories out. There was something else going on. I knew it was true for me, and I just stopped my car, and I just sat in my car for about 20 minutes. Not another thought came into my head. And that's when I decided that I was never going to diet again, that instead I was going to try to figure out why my body wanted to be fat in the first place and what I could do to get it to be thin again, the way it used to be, mm-hmm. where it was natural and effortless. And I had a very solid biochemistry background from the University of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually in the Wharton School, but I was studying pre-med also because I was thinking of going to medical school. And so I'd studied organic chemistry and molecular biology and physics and all of these things. And that gave me enough of a foundation to go on the internet and do all the research. And I spent hours a day just reading research papers. And over time, I really became an expert in understanding the biochemistry of obesity. And then I started studying human consciousness and stress, how stress affects your body, because I knew for me stress had something to do with it, because it wasn't until I moved to New York and was living a really high stress life that the weight came on. So I started studying how stress, the chemical changes that take place in your body when you're in stress, and I started to put it together. And what happened was I started losing weight. And you know, it's interesting. I lost weight slowly in the beginning. It wasn't like a diet where you lose 20 pounds in 20 days. Over about a six-month period, I lost maybe 25 pounds, which is not going to get me on the Biggest Loser.
Right.
Not that I would ever want to be on the Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
But I wasn't dieting. I didn't have those good days and those bad
mm-hmm.
days.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, when you're in the diet mentality, every day is a good day or a bad day,
mm-hmm.
and you
mm-hmm.
wake up in the morning, and it's like, okay, today's going to be a good day, and you have your program, and you measure your packet of whatever your meal is, and you have your breakfast, and you go, okay, I'm satisfied, and then around 11 o'clock, you get those sugar cravings, and you think, oh, am I going to eat that donut? And then you don't eat it, so it's still a good day. And then around 4 o'clock, you have those cravings again, and then you break down, and you finally have some chocolate or some this or that, and the next thing you know, it's a bad day, and then before you know it, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's pizza and cupcake wrappers and ice cream all over the place, and you know, you'd end up having this big binge. And I used to have that, at least for it used to be for me. Every day was a good day or a bad day. And I remember, like, for example, one of those bad days when I was living in New York, I once had 3 delivery people show up at my door at the same time.
Oh, no.
All waiting for me to pay.
Oh, my gosh.
And here I am, this big guy, you know. I open the
How
door.
How embarrassing.
And there's a Chinese and McDonald's and a pizza guy all standing in line. And I tried to play it off like I was having a party.
Yeah, what'd you say? Oh, just a second, guys, I'll be right with you. Something like
exactly.
that. Yeah. Keep it
yeah.
down, you guys, keep it down.
Exactly, yes. But, you know, I'd have these good days. So I wasn't having good days and I wasn't having bad days anymore. If I wanted some chocolate, I would just eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think twice about it. It could be 9 in the morning. It didn't matter when it was. I'd just eat it. Like, these days I don't crave chocolate at all anymore. Although we've just developed a really good Gabriel Method chocolate.
That's a good idea, because that is really good for you now. They're fine. They're,
I developed a really highly nutritious chocolate with organic cocoa and chia seeds and protein in it.
Dark chocolate, but
it tastes delicious. But anyway, aside from that, at the time I was still craving chocolate. And I'd have these chocolate almonds in the refrigerator, and if I wanted one, I'd just have one. There was no hesitation. I just saw it as chemicals going in my body and chemicals going out. No judgment, no hesitation, no good days, no bad days.
But something was different.
It was a huge difference. I was losing weight, and I was losing weight slowly in the beginning, but what happened is, over time, I started to lose weight quicker and quicker because I was able to address the real issues that were causing my body to want to hold on to weight. What I discovered is when your body doesn't want the weight anymore, your body is very efficient at burning fat. You see, the things that force you to lose weight, like dieting, for example, are not the same things that get your body to actually want to be thinner. It doesn't address the real issue. So your body struggles and resists.
It totally makes sense.
Yeah, and you can control how much you eat in the short term, but you can't control how hungry you are. And you can't control the types of foods you're craving. And when your body wants to hold on to weight, it'll make you hungry all the time for the most fattening foods. It'll also slow your metabolism and put you in a kind of chronic fat storage mode. So your body can fight you 24/7 with cravings and by slowing your metabolism when it wants to be fat. But when you address the real issues, and it's never about willpower, it's usually about the different types of stresses in your life, whether they're physical, mental, or emotional. But when you address the real issues, your body then doesn't want to be fat anymore. Your body actually wants to be thin. And this is, you know, this is scientifically proven. Your metabolism actually speeds up, and you don't have the same cravings.
Well, this is extraordinary. We need to take a quick break. It's 20 past the hour. This is Inspiration for Your Life. My guest is John Gabriel. His book, The Gabriel Method, is flying off the shelves, and he has a method called The Gabriel Method, a weight loss system. And you can go to his website, which is GabrielMethod.com, and we're going to find out what it is that he did to turn the corner right after this. Back in a moment.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic.
Luminata Books and Gifts in Monterey is open every day until 7 with a dazzling array of fine books and gifts, including wind chimes, Zen alarm clocks, crystals, jewelry, candles, even toys, and beautiful music and exceptional greeting cards. Mention this ad and get 10% off. Treasures of the Spirit to illuminate your life. Luminata Books and Gifts, where magic happens, at the corner of Cass and Webster Street in Monterey. Free parking. Luminata. Call 333-1110. 333-1110.
Hey, this is Frankie Knight. Join me for Soul Vibes, Friday night, 7.05 to 9 on AM 1240 KNRY, providing music from the exciting times of the 60s and 70s, where you'll hear music from Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, the Isley Brothers, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Dinah Ross, Ray Charles, Roberta Flack, and many more. That's Soul Vibes with me, Frankie Knight, Friday nights, 7.05 to 9, here on historic AM 1240 KNRY.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my
and welcome back to the Sheila Show. I hope you're having a great day. We're so excited to have John Gabriel with us. With the Gabriel Method, you will work with your body rather than punishing it with diets, drugs, and grueling exercises. You will turn off your body's fat switch so that your body wants to be thin and lose weight easily and naturally, and solve your weight problem once and for all. John Gabriel, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, interesting. So you did all this research about weight and fat, and you looked into the quantum physics, the biology of it, and you vowed to never diet again, and yep. So you slowly started losing weight, and you wouldn't deprive yourself of something if you wanted it. What else did you do that was different?
What was different was a couple of things. I made sure that I added, rather than dieting, I made sure that I added certain foods that had specific nutrients that I knew my body was starving for.
Mm.
Because one of the reasons why your body holds on to weight is because it's nutritionally starved. So your body stays hungry, forcing you to eat and eat and eat because it's not getting the specific nutrients you want. So rather than dieting, I actually added food to my diet, or I made sure that at least I could have whatever I want, but I made sure that I ate specific things every day. And when I did that, I wasn't as hungry anymore, and I was more satisfied. The other thing I did was I learned how to deal with the stresses in my life. Because what I discovered is that stress can sometimes make your body want to be fat. And I'll explain why. The whole reason that your body would ever want fat in the first place, or want to be fat, or want to gain weight, is it's a protection mechanism designed to protect us against famines. Now, we don't have famines anymore, but we have this certain stress response. If you were in a famine, let's say you were living outdoors and it was thousands of years ago, and you had to endure a cold winter and there wasn't enough to eat, that would be a specific type of stress that causes a very specific type of chemistry in your body. And when that chemistry takes place, your body activates these fat programs. And it's basically your body saying, okay, there's a famine out there. We're living in a time when we don't know when our next meal is. We want to put on weight if we can, and we want to hold on to weight. So your metabolism slows down, you become hungry all the time, so that if there is food, you eat and eat and eat, and your body becomes very, very efficient at storing fats, so that whatever you're eating gets stored in your fat cells. All this is a response to the stress of famines, and it activates these fat programs. Now, today, every time you have any type of stress, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional, you can just be driving to work and you're in rush hour traffic and you're getting stressed, that causes chemistry. Sometimes, for some people, and not for everybody and not all occasions, but sometimes, for some people, the stresses in our lives cause the exact same chemistry in your body as a famine. That is, your cortisol levels get elevated, your triglycerides get elevated, you get insulin resistance. There's a whole series of things that happen, and that is the same thing that happens during a famine. And when that happens, your body actually gets tricked into activating these ancient survival programs.
Wow.
And so your body gets tricked into activating the fat programs. And what's really dangerous with this is that when your body gets tricked into activating the fat programs, even though you're eating to your heart's content, no matter how much you eat, your body still thinks it's starving. And that's what causes morbid obesity. Your body is tricked into thinking it's starving.
Do you think the introduction of processed foods into the American diet has a lot to do with also maybe that fools the body to thinking that, you know, maybe the chemicals in that does something to
you? Well, it does two things. The first thing is it's nutritionally barren. So
right.
Your body, so just like if you were in a famine,
okay.
That would cause certain stress to activate the fat programs. If you're in a nutritional famine, that is, you're not getting the nutrients your body needs, it also causes the same chemistry. So eating modern-day processed foods tricks your body into activating these fat programs because you're in a nutritional famine. Now, if you were to go on a diet, and this is the whole reason why diets don't work in the long term, is that if your body's already being tricked into activating these fat programs and you go on a diet, well, now you really have created a famine.
Mm.
Now you really are starving. It reinforces that chemistry, and it makes your body want to be even fatter.
Yeah, that's why diets don't work. I see.
And that's why I always say dieting is a little bit like holding a volleyball underwater. You know, because the second you let go, the volleyball shoots back up to higher than where you were holding it in the first place, to higher than the water level. Dieting's the same way, because if your body, say, for survival reasons, decides it wants to be 150 pounds, and you go on a diet and you lose 20 pounds, now you're 130, well, guess what? Your body now wants to be 160 pounds. Because it's saying we need an extra 10 pounds on us than we ever had before because of this famine.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah. So if you're going, so when you're in a nutritional famine, it causes the same problem. It causes your body to say, we're not getting the specific nutrients we need. We need to keep eating. We need to hold on to food because we're starving in a nutritional sense. So modern-day processed foods does that. Now, the reason why I say don't diet is because that's going to activate the fat programs too. So rather than diet, add to your processed normal daily life, add foods that are real, that are live, that are similar to the way they used to be thousands of years ago, and that have specific things like omega-3 fatty acids, which are totally deficient in a modern day diet, real live foods like, you know, salads, lettuce, and fruits. So if you're going to go to McDonald's and have a Happy Meal, make a big salad out of it. Put some sort of put some ground flax seeds or chia seeds on it that have omega-3s.
So start
and
adding.
At least you're getting more nutrients. And what happens over time is you nourish your body, the fat programs get turned off, and then you become less hungry. But usually, the fat programs, what I've discovered over the last, because I lost the weight over 6 years ago at this point. And by the way, just as an FYI, it's been 6 years since I've lost the weight, and I never, ever diet. There's never a time I think to myself, I'm not going to have something.
Or I'm missing
out. And it's been 6 years. I've never deprived myself. Now, I do eat a much healthier diet than I used to, but my fat programs aren't turned on, so I'm not hungry for the same types of foods.
It is, just let me jump in here, 30 past the hour. If you're just joining us, John Gabriel is my guest. His program is The Gabriel Method. He has lost over 225 pounds without dieting. People are saying things. I am a family practice physician, and I'm glad to learn of your method. A comprehensive way of addressing the emotional causes of obesity has long been needed. I will recommend your book to my patients. I just want to let you know, on another note, my daughter, my teenage daughter, and I have been listening to, we've listened to an hour of your CD and your Do Your Meditation at Night. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. And in 2 days, we're already noticing changes. You know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, watching your thoughts and doing some visualizations and talking to your body. So you're a believer in talking to your body?
Well, through visualization. Visualization is a really good method to talk to your body, because your body doesn't understand English. And it's just like if you were in a foreign country and you didn't speak the language, and you had to say you had to go to the bathroom, for example, you could ask 1,000 people, where's the bathroom, and no one will understand. But if you drew a picture of a bathroom on a napkin or something and showed it to anyone, they would instantly understand. So visualization, symbols, are the universal language to communicate with someone who doesn't speak your language. Mm. And unfortunately, and this is the real dilemma that we all have, is that our bodies don't understand English. You can't talk to your body. But when you use visualization, that part of your consciousness that's in charge of your fat programs, it will understand a vision. So that's one of the reasons why visualization is extremely effective in weight loss. And not just weight loss, but, you know, you hear bodybuilders talking about that Arnold Schwarzenegger used to use visualization when he was a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. Olympic athletes all use visualization to train for their sports. And they've even done studies where with Olympic athletes, when they visualize their ideal sport, all of the muscles and neurons and tendons get fired in the exact coordinated sequence as if they were actually doing the sport, because your body doesn't understand the difference between a real and a visualized experience.
That's right.
When you visualize your ideal body, it's almost like a way of communicating to your body and saying, hey, you're getting the stresses wrong. You're activating these fat programs, and you're not supposed to be. It's not what we need to do. We need to be thinner in order to survive and to be healthy. And then your body understands that. And for me, I made a visual image of exactly the way I wanted it to look when I was over 400 pounds. And if you look at the pictures on the website, you'll see my before and after picture. The after picture is a person that weighing 180 some pounds, and that was the exact vision that I had when I was losing weight.
Wow!
People would have said I was crazy when I was over 400 pounds, that's really what materialized.
And you're better looking too. I mean, it doesn't even look like you. Looks like a completely different person.
That.
Yeah.
but visualization is one tool, but the main thing is why it's so effective is it helps you deal with the stresses in your life that are causing real, tangible chemistry that are activating these fat programs.
So do you get
that
to that?
Can't be ignored.
Do you get to that point with people? Is there a way that people can figure out what those stressors are?
Well, sure. There's two types. One is just if you just have general stress, then listening to the CD at night is going to help you, because it's going to help lower your stress level. If you have specific stresses that are causing your body to want to hold on to weight, with something I call emotional obesity, that is when you feel safer having the extra weight on you, like the weight is a buffer between you and the outside world because of some sort of maybe abuse when you were a kid or a traumatic experience.
Trauma, yeah.
And when people tell me it, I always ask, the first question I always ask people is, when did you put the weight on? How long have you had it?
Mm.
And they say, well, 10 years ago. I say, what was going on 10 years ago? And they say, well, I had a divorce, or I got into a car accident, or I had a date with somebody and it went bad and they forced themselves on me, or whatever. These type of traumatic experiences, if you can trace your weight back to a specific incident, then you have to focus on that issue and reprogram your body on a cellular level so it feels safer being thin. See, when you've had a traumatic experience, or when you're undergoing a traumatic experience, sometimes your body actually feels safer with the extra weight. Sometimes. Not for everybody, but for some people. It depends on what survival program the stress is going to be activating and how safe you feel. And sometimes, you know, I talk to people and I ask them, okay, I'd like you to imagine you're in your ideal weight, and you're walking down the street, and how's that feel? And they say, oh, that feels great. And then I say to them, well, I want you to imagine that you're attracting a lot of attention, because that's going to happen sometimes, and people are noticing you. How does that feel? And then sometimes I go, oh, I don't like that at all. That feels very uncomfortable. And that signals to me that weight is making them feel safer. They're hiding from the world. It's a buffer. It's just a little extra cushion between them and the harsh realities of life. That has to be addressed.
Yeah, and
I have all these different visualization techniques to help address that. And I find that when you address that and a person and actually feels safer being thinner, And they kind of laugh when we do this kind of, we do a visualization. Maybe we imagine wings protecting them or a column of light protecting them as they're walking down the street, and they feel safer, and they can communicate that to their body. That addresses the real issue. And when you address the real issue, you're not fighting anymore. You're not banging your head against the wall, doing the same thing over and over again, forcing yourself to lose weight through a diet and activating your fat programs, and forcing yourself to lose weight and activating your fat programs, losing, gaining. You're not doing that anymore.
The definition,
your body feels safer, and the weight then comes off automatically.
The definition of insanity.
It is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again.
Expecting something different. 35 past the hour, John Gabriel is my guest. I'd love for you to go to his website, GabrielMethod.com. It's a wonderful website. There's all kinds of audios and visuals. You won't believe what he looked like before and how good he looks now. But all the little the videos are very, very helpful. You have free downloads. You have a chapter, your first chapter in the book that people can have access to. You can order the CD series and his book off the website as well. I think we need to take one more break. We'll do our break now, get that baby out of the way, and then we'll be back with more of John Gabriel. Back in a moment.
You know, love makes the world go round. And love, baby, makes the seesaws go up and down.
How would you like to wake up feeling confident, calm, and excited about your life? I'm Sheila Gale, and I invite you to have a session with me so you can wake up feeling great, without fear, living powerfully and authentically. I can assist you in moving out old, stuck, negative energy that's the root cause of many of your symptoms, pains, and fears. Using the power of infinite love, energy healing, and biogenesis tools, we can literally move out old stories and beliefs from your subconscious that don't serve you anymore. This cutting-edge technology is simple and painless, and I'm so excited to now share it with you. Some of my clients have experienced their pain and symptoms instantly gone. Others report a greater sense of calm and confidence and well-being. Give me a call at 521-4697, 521-4697, or just go to SheilaGale.com and sign up for a session today.
Finally, two great radio stations together under one roof on Cannery Row in beautiful Monterey. If you're looking for great talk, tune your radio to historic AM 1240 KNRY. And for great music, tune into the new Oldies Radio AM 1200 KYA with its 25,000 watts of humongous power, playing the greatest music of the 50s, 60s, and a little sprinkle of the 70s. For great talk, it's AM 1240 KNRY. For great music, it's AM 1200 KYA.
And welcome back. Hope you're having a terrific day or night, wherever you are. This is Inspiration for Your Life, and I'm Sheila Gale. So glad to be here. My guest is weight loss expert John Gabriel of the Gabriel Method. His totally unique and groundbreaking approach to losing weight is backed by solid, cutting-edge obesity research from over 4 years of full-time investigation in the roles of biochemistry, neurobiology, quantum physics, and human consciousness in weight loss. Welcome back, John.
Sheila.
Yes, sir. Well, does Oprah know about you yet? We got to, get you on her show, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, you know, I actually did get a call from them when I first lost the weight, just as because of my before and after pictures. And we were in contact back then, and that was just because
of the weight,
she was just interviewing weight loss type of people. And then we were talking about flying me out from Australia. And then one thing and another happened. That didn't happen at that point, but I think it's something's happening recently. I'm not sure exactly what, but
I think it's going to happen. I'm pretty sure about that. Well, you're on the Sheila Show right now, and that's really good.
And by the way, I just want to say that, I listened to your message about the energetic healing that you do. And when you apply that to weight loss, I find it's incredibly effective.
Indeed.
not just for, like you say, for reducing pain, but really for eliminating the association that weight is keeping you safer. Because when you undergo a trauma from all, you create this, you know, this old stuck energy you're talking about usually comes from some sort of trauma, but sometimes a reaction to that trauma is your body wanting to hold on to weight to sort of as a buffer to protect you from the outside world. Mm-hmm. It's a form of protection.
Yes.
When you release the trauma, your body no longer feels like it has to hold on to the weight, because your body does hold on to traumas.
Yes, the subconscious stuff is so cool. All the different techniques now to get rid of that, transmute and dissolve these traumas so that we can have this wonderful life.
Yeah, and we're always at the Gabriel Method, we're always looking for the most effective techniques for addressing traumas. But the main principles of the Gabriel Method is that there are specific reasons why your body holds on to weight. And they could be, you know, mental or emotional or physical reasons. And I list them in the book. There's about 14 different reasons. For example, dieting will cause your body to want to hold on to weight because it activates a famine. Then, as I mentioned, you can have a nutritional famine. It could also be toxins. Dehydration or sleep deprivation can cause the same chemistry that gets your body to want to hold on to weight. Chronic stress, traumas from your past, or just negative belief systems can also get your body to cause chemistry that'll make it hold on to weight. So by addressing them systematically, one at a time, and I do that in my approach in the book, then you're addressing the real issue, and then it becomes not only automatic but sustainable.
And so
we've had many people tell. I've had so many people tell me that they've lost 100, 120 pounds, and they're not dieting. And these are people that have been dieting for 30 years and had the whole roller coaster, yo-yo, shame, guilt, deprivation, self-sabotage, the whole rap. But when you address the real issue, and sometimes it's from something that happened when you were 10 years old, you know, a traumatic experience, they read the book, they realize exactly what it is, they have this big cry and this big release, and then all of a sudden they're just not as hungry anymore. And the weight's coming off is because your body doesn't need the weight anymore. So you have to figure out why your body needs the weight, why your body's holding on to the weight, and it's not always what you think.
Yeah.
When you understand that, at least you're working in the right direction.
Well, just and in two nights of, I want to tell you, in two nights of listening to your meditation before we went to sleep, my daughter said today, "Mom, I'm not even, that doesn't even look good to me. You know that I didn't think about food one time today." She told me that today, 13 years old.
Yeah.
And she said, "Yeah, I know it's John Gabriel's meditation tape." So yes, yeah. Kudos to you. Oh, I just want to mention that John is going to be one of my speakers in the teleseminar series, Finding Strength in These Turbulent Times, which will be June, July, and August. So please go to my website to sign up for that right now. You can do that, thesheilashow.com/teleseminar, and John will have all. Just incredible information for us. It's going to be a great series and a great hour with John Gabriel. So now, what's something that you can tell someone right now that is listening? Besides, they'll go to your site and maybe get your book, we hope.
Yeah.
But what could someone start doing? I mean, be aware of something, or do they need vitamin or more water? Could you give us anything?
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a bunch of the first thing I always tell people is as much as possible to follow your heart. And it sounds like soft advice, but believe it or not, when you're not following your heart and you're living a life that's not really what you're meant to be living, everything in your life is there to remind you that you're not living your true, authentic life.
I love it.
And so the boss that's screaming at you, the client that's unhappy, the partner that's giving you a hard time, the parent, everybody is there to remind you that it's not really what you're meant to be doing. And that causes stress, and that stress can activate your fat programs. So that's one-stop shopping. Is if there's something else you're really longing to do, and I'm not just talking about career, profession, just whatever it is. It could be going bungee cord jumping or whatever is calling you. Listen to that and follow that, and that's kind of one-stop shopping for not only weight but health and life. And what you find when you take a chance and follow your heart is it's scary, confusing, it doesn't make sense. But you look back on your life afterwards and you think to yourself, wow, my life changed when I did that. I was really scared. I was confused, but my life changed. And I'm not the same anymore. And the weight's kind of gone. And I don't think about it anymore. I walk by the donut shop. I don't notice it like I used to. And so that's one-stop shopping. And so I want to start with the most important thing. So that's that I would say.
Okay.
On top of that, I would also say that you want to add foods. And this is add. Don't turn it into a diet. But always add foods that existed. Like if you were on a tropical paradise island, what's on a tropical paradise island? There's meat, chicken, fish, fruits, salads, nuts, seeds. In their original existed form, not packaged, not processed, not microwaved, not dehydrated. Add those things to your food, to your diet, because those are the things that actually have the nourishment that your body needs. Specifically, live foods also, like things that have live captured sunlight in the chlorophyll, like green leafy lettuce, sprouts, things like that. Even wheatgrass juice. Those things in a live form have captured sunlight that our bodies are starving for. Captured life force.
Okay.
Our bodies are devitalized, and they need that life force. And it used to be in all of our food supply, and it's not anymore.
I know. It's terrible. Our food supply
is
horrible.
Our bodies are, and even powdered supplements have benefits on a nutritional level, but they don't have that live life force that your cells need. They're called biophotons, and they've done a lot of research on it recently about how when you eat foods that have biophotons, they go into your DNA and they reorganize things, and all these things happen. And when you don't have it, it causes inflammation, and the hormones that cause inflammation, the pro-inflammatory cytokines, they activate the fat programs and all of these things. So develop a lifestyle that's similar to what your body's used to from thousands of years ago. So by adding foods that existed on a tropical paradise, say, thousands of years ago, add those foods, get out in nature.
Okay, I have a big one. A big one. I have a big, big, big bad thing. Sugar. Sugar addiction. Do you know of anything that could help stop the cravings?
Absolutely.
It's like my worst. Stop it.
So the first thing I want to say is when you nourish your body and when you turn off the fat programs, you lose that craving for sugar. Because when those fat programs are on, your tongue actually becomes desensitized to sugar, and you get these low blood sugar episodes because you're exhausted all the time, because your body's trying to slowing your metabolism and trying to get you to hold on to weight. So the combination of the being exhausted and the low blood sugar and the fact that your tongue loses sensitivity to sugar all cause those sugar cravings. So all that gets reversed when the fat programs get turned off. And when you're nourishing your body and your mind and your soul and the stresses in your lives are going away or not causing that same chemistry, your tongue becomes much more sensitive to sugar. So fruit tastes much, much more desirable than junk food at that point. And you're not going to, your blood sugar becomes much more stable and your metabolism speeds up, so you have more energy. So you don't get these other things that cause sugar cravings. The other thing that causes sugar cravings is unfriendly bacteria in your body, yeast and candida and things like that, because they live off the sugar. I also talk about adding digestive enzymes and probiotics that change the bacteria in your stomach to a more friendly bacteria, kill the yeast and the candidas, so that removes also. So systematically, it all gets done by itself. If you still are plagued with junk food cravings or sweet cravings after a couple of months of doing this, I have a visualization technique that's real easy, where you just imagine sugar being ground glass, for example, when you're in a visualized receptive state, and you won't be able to touch sugar.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
But
okay.
What I find normally is that the sugar cravings go away when the fat programs get turned off.
Mm-hmm.
So you're dealing with issues of low blood sugar, you get tired, and all these things, and your tongue is not as sensitive to sugar. All these things cause those sugar cravings.
Okay.
That all gets reversed.
All right. Well, and then... Well, we have about 2 minutes left. So, what would you like to leave our listeners with, John?
Yeah, I would say one other thing is that that CD that you like so much is you can download that CD on my site for free if you have a passcode. It asks for a passcode of a word that's in the book. I'll tell you what that is. It's heart, That's H-E-A-R-T. When they ask for the passcode, if you go to my website and download and see where it says download the CD, put in the word password heart. You can download the CD for free.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Listen to the CD at night before you go to sleep.
Oh, you guys will love it.
It will address mental and emotional issues that cause you to gain weight. You will feel differences just like your daughter did. And from there, everything will create a positive spiral.
Wow, that is super. Thank you so much. And we'll be seeing you in June, I believe,
for the
teleseminar series. John Gabriel of the Gabriel Method, please go to GabrielMethod.com and you can get that beautiful CD that you listen to about 20 minutes before you, it's 20 minutes long, so it's a nice, right before you go to sleep. And the password is heart. Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure.
Good work out there in the world. All righty. Bye-bye. John Gabriel from Australia. I forgot to mention that he was calling from down under. So we just have a couple minutes left. I hope you guys are going to have a nice weekend. I wanted to share a couple things with you. Luminata, by the way, Luminata Books, tonight actually at 7:30, they have a... They always have these great guests. Let me just find the right one. Oh, here we go. Okay, so tonight at 7:30, one of America's leading experts in numerology, Sally Fabian, will be there. She has appeared on numerous TV and radio shows, and she has very entertaining presentations. Her talk will be the introduction to the age-old science of numerology. She's offering free numerological readings. I think I said that right. That's Luminata at the corner of Webster and Cass Street, right in Monterey. So I did want to mention that. And then also, just a couple minutes. You know, the month of May, I have a great lineup of guests. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you guys. And for me too, because these people are just so darn helpful, you know? And I just really wanted to say again to please sign up for my free teleseminar series. I have 24 of the world's top motivational human potential leaders and teachers of the evolution of our human consciousness. We are going to a new place. It is happening right now. It's something to get very excited about. Now, how's your month been so far? Anything like you expected? Well, assuming you have any expectations left, if May has been a messy month, you just can't figure out how to clean up. Welcome to the misery of breaking free, because we are in the process of literally, in some way, suddenly breaking off from our old selves and lives, dismantling the remaining outworn vestiges of our past with seemingly no support to fix anything. If this is happening for you, if the bottom is falling out of your life and you feel of no way to fix what's broken, no worries. New supports are on the way. They're on the back end of this dismantling process. But first, we're focused to sit still one final time and take a solid inventory of our lives and our wants. All that needs to go, as John Gabriel just said, and all that needs upgrading. So whatever is not working in your life, it's time to say goodbye. In other words, this is it. The last hurrah from this insane cycle to deal with. Face, release, and break free from our miscreated goo before a new cycle of creation begins. What do I want for my new life? Now, granted, we've been pondering, imagining, speculating, and contemplating these desires for a long time, but from mid-May through July, we need to revise our desires one last time to be sure that they are absolutely highest version of what we want as we begin to take the logical steps to creating and implementing them in physical form over the next several years. So, this breaking free business has not been a joke. It's not really very funny. It's serious, especially with all the grounded and earthly support. Much in our physical lives is undergoing radical and rapid transformation. So basically, It's easy to get overwhelmed with the amount of things to do and things that are happening in our lives, but it's just a cycle, and we are on an upward spiral of evolution, which means each time we come to a full circle, we're not at the end, but we're at the beginning. So hang in there patiently, okay? And just to be clear, it's not as if we're waiting for anything to happen. We're waiting for the universe and energetic alignment and support in the form of inspiration, clarity, motivation, ease, grace, and opportunities. All those things are on the way. Those things are coming to us in the natural flow of forward movement, as opposed to reaching out and forcing things to happen. It's all on its way, and you deserve it. You deserve the best. No more suffering. It doesn't belong where we're going. Infinite love and gratitude and infinite abundance to you, my friend. It's your divine birthright.
Not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. No. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you.
Community Radio for the Central Coast, AM 1240, KNRY, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz.